Paulson.
This section we're going to start with a new topic, wait upon the Lord.
我们在这个社会里面等是常常会遇到的事情，等人、等车子、等时间、等火车、等飞机。
In this society, we always have to wait. We wait for the bus. We wait for the transportation, the airplane.
有时候，相爱人说，等只要你不嫁，我等你一生一世。
For the lover, the one of the partners say that I have waited for you for the whole my life.
是常常要等的。
Yes, that we have to wait.
等的时候，我每次都会想到一个故事。
And every time I have to wait for something, and I remind myself with a story.
所以有一个年轻人，他跟他的所爱的人约会了。
It remind me the story that one of the young men had an appointment with his girlfriend.
他们约在中午的一个树下。
They appointed that they're going to meet together at one of the room time under a tree.
因为他很喜欢，就是说，心里很着急，并且很盼望说那个时候赶快来，所以他等不到十二点，他九点多就去了。
But the young man, he was getting very anxious to have the chance to see the girlfriend, and so he went instead of 12 o'clock, he went at 9 o'clock in the morning.
他去的时候有点盼望说，是不是我所爱的那个也会像我一样想说，早一点来。
By the way, when he was on the way to the place, he was also expecting that the girl, but he wanted to see whether he's going to show up earlier.
因为我那么爱他。
Because I love him, I love her so much.
他也应该那么爱我，像我这样的爱他一样那么早来。
And for sure, she should also love me and understand my mindset and showed up at 9 a.m. in the morning.
他到了，没有看到。
So he arrived at the place, but the girl didn't show up.
他可能是基督徒，他说没有关系啦，爱就是要忍耐等候，等吧。
Well, maybe he's a Christian believer, and he understands that because of love, then he had to be patient and also had to wait.
爱就包容一切，还要包容等。
Because love, that he have to endure everything, so he had to wait.
等了一个小时之后呢，无聊啊，在那个树下绕来绕去。
Now, once he had to wait for 1 and 2 hours, and he start feel lonesome, he start to linger.
他手也不晓得摆在哪里。
And he didn't even know where he can put his hand.
越等越热。
Because the longer he wait, the getting he getting hot and hotter.
太阳也热，他内心也热。
The sun's getting hotter, and his heart also getting hotter.
也越着急啊。
And he getting more anxious.
那树上有几只鸟在那边呱呱叫。
Now the bird was crying on the top of the tree.
他越听越生气，他在笑我。
And he's even getting nervous about the girl. He thought the bird was mocking on him.
气到拿个石头丢上去。
So he threw the stone to the bird.
那掉下来一些那个不成熟的苹果。
It happened to hit some of the apple, which is not quite ready yet, and dropped down.
幸好他动作不错，不然就被炸到了。他一个闪步，赶快跳过去。
He jumped away from the fallen apple.
热气。
Yeah, he's getting more agitated.
现在感觉太阳怎么这么大，抱怨。
And he started to complain the heat from the sun.
鸟当然走了。
For sure, the bird fly away.
就说，全身不舒服。
Now he getting very agitated. Body didn't feel comfortable.
他远远的，他到最后他一气就一屁股坐在地上。
And he got so agitated, so he sit down on the ground.
也不管他穿得这么漂亮了。
Regardless that he put on a suit and tie.
喘了一口气。
And he breathed a long breath.
他远远看到一个老人怎么走过来了。
And suddenly he discovered an old man came from far away and approaching him.
当然是拿着拐杖留着胡须啊。
This old man has a stick and also long beard.
老人说，年轻人，你干什么？
And this old man approached this young man and said, Hey, young man, what you doing here?
这年轻人本来不理他了，但是到最后一五一十就把他讲一遍了。
The young man tried to ignore him, but then he still tried to tell what's going on.
老人说，给你个秘方呢，你往你那个纽扣哈，按一下的话，你按轻轻的话，时间就会过得慢快一点点。如果你按很大力，那时间会跑得很快。
The old man said, "I'll share with you a secret. Now you can press on your button. Now you press too fast, the time goes very fast. You make." press slowly, the time going, if you press slowly, the time go faster, and vice versa.
那老人就走了。
And then after that, the old man left.
哦，他好高兴。
And he feel more released.
他想，我现在不用等了。
And he said, well, now I don't have to wait.
他就按一下。
So he start press the button.
哇，真的，他所爱的人穿得好漂亮来了，哇，他好高兴。
And truly, that his beloved.Dressed in beautiful dress and came to him.
但是讲两三句话的时候，感觉话讲不下去了，感觉就我们两个人好像也不太好，来结婚应该更好一点了。
And they started to discover that even their conversation getting a little bit lonesome. They feel that they should have more company instead of just two person there.
按道理讲，哇，真的结婚典礼开始了。
And then suddenly they come to the matrimony.
亲戚朋友一大堆，他感觉这些人好烦啊，按一下那就跑光光，剩下他们两个人。
But in a matrimony, although there's a lot of relative and friend, but they still feel lonesome, so he pressed the button, and suddenly, all the crowd disappeared.
哇，他们两个生活也不错了，甜甜蜜蜜。
Now they live a very sweet life.
他忽然想到说，哎，我这么聪明，我太太这么聪明，我们都很漂亮，孩子应该很可爱吧？按一下，哇，孩子一二三四五个都出来。
And he thought about that me and my wife, we were all perfect and beauty.And how about our children? So he pressed the button, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the children showed up.
他想说，这些孩子好吵啊，以后会变什么样？现在更很吵嘛。他按一下看，以后这个小孩子会变什么？一按，哇，有的当部长，有的当总统。
And he started to discover that 5 children was very noisy. And so he pressed the button, and the children, one become the prime minister, the other one become the big boss, and so on and so forth.
他想说，哇，这一代这么伟大，下一代也这么伟大，那再下一代会怎么样呢？按大一点。
And he said that in my generation we are so great, my next generation also great. How about my next and next generation? So he pressed the button harder.
哇，孙子一大堆，他根本认不出谁是谁的儿子了。
And then suddenly all the grandchildren show up, and he couldn't quite tell which one is which.
一回答他说他的这个孙子什么总统奖，那个说什么发明奖。
And someone said that one of the grandchildren become received the prize of the president, and the other received the prize from prime minister.
他想说这些以后会变什么？再按大一点，但是按不下去了，因为他快死了。
Now he tried to press on the button to realize what their future will be, but this time he cannot press too hard because that's to the end of his life.
大声哭啊！
And he started to burst in tears.
哭的时候，他哎，模模糊糊，那老人又来了。
And once he cried out loud, this old man came to him again.
老人晓得他快死了。
And the old man also realized that was the end of his lifespan.
那个老人就拿起他拐杖，从头把他敲下去。
And so old man lifted up the stick and slapped on his head.
他就醒过来了，哎呦，还在苹果树下没有死啊。
So he was awakened and realized he was still lay under the shade of the apple tree and he didn't die.
哎呦，一个闷啊，因为是上面有一颗成熟的那个苹果掉下来打到他的头了。
He awakened because one of the rotten apple fall on his head and awakened him.
哦，这时候他站起来，哦，刚好没死。
This time he stood up and he was thankful that he wasn't dead.
看看，哎，没有鸟。拍拍，把衣服那弄干净一下，他再看，哇，太阳是美丽的。
He looked at his suit and tie, and he still looked at the sun and he appreciated the sun was really nice.
那再飞来几只鸟在那边，鸟是在唱歌的。
And then the bird came and the bird was singing the songs.
他这时候能够真正的等候了。
This time he really can wait.
有时候我们等不及啊。
Sometimes we're getting very impatient.
我一个小孩，他很喜欢一个他不能要的东西啊。
One of my kid, he really liked the things that he should not have.
当然是长大就给他了。
And for sure that I will give him the things when he grow up.
那当然，他妈妈说，你长大再给你了。
So his mom always tell my kid, say, when you grow up, for sure that you will have it.
他睡了一觉，隔天起来说：“妈妈，我长大了。”
So next morning he wake up and he told his mom, said, "Mom, I'm grown up already."
因为他感觉一个晚上好长啊。
Because to him, one night was too long for him to wait.
那只是多了一天的日子而已啊，还久嘞。
As a matter of fact, just only one addition of the day, he still have a long way to go.
我们对神也要等候的心。
Likewise, that we should have the same mindset to wait for the Lord.
其实等候神不是说你坐在那里等神啊。
As a matter of fact, when we say wait for the Lord, not just saying that you sit there and wait.
其实最根本的是神在等你啊。
Fundamentally, it was God who waited for you.
因为我们有时候还在太幼稚、太年 太小，然后不能拿好的重的东西。
As a matter of fact, that we are so immature that we are not ready to take the object that God is prepared for us.
有时候小孩子端菜，帮忙端菜，好心啊，他大盘菜，他一直要端呐、啊，给他端，结果掉在满地，那个整个菜弄糟蹋了，并且自己受伤了。
Sometimes a kid, they are waiting to help, but the dishes was too big for them to carry, so they drop the whole dishes on the ground, and it just dirty up the whole kitchen floor.
因为拿不起嘛。
Because the dish was too heavy.
你硬是求的话，好给你，结果对你没有什么好处啊。
Likewise, if you pray to the Lord according to your will, even God granted with what you wish.But it's not good for you yet.
我们看腓立比书第四章。
Let's refer to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章，这是我们很熟悉的一段圣经节。
Philippians chapter 4, this is the Bible verses we are familiar with.
四章四节到七节。
Chapter 4, verse 4 to, 4, to 7.
这里如果我们把等候神把它放到这里面来，应该是最恰当的。
Now, if we put the wait for the Lord in these verses, which is perfect.
四章四节说：“你们要靠主常常喜乐。”我在说你们要喜乐，这应该是个快乐人生啊。
It should be a happy life.
没有什么好愁苦的了。
There's nothing that we should be anxious about.
我们不是像昨天我们所讲过的雅各，雅各的人生才是痛苦的。
We are not a Jacob that we mentioned yesterday because the livelihood of Jacob was really painful.
我们应该是喜乐的。
Our life should be a joyful one.
保罗说要常常喜乐，并且。他再说，他还是很不怕麻烦的说要喜的。
Paul he emphasized that we should be joyful, and he emphasized again that we should be joyful.
第六节啊
，Verse 6，
应当一无挂虑，那只要借着祷告祈求感谢，将所要的告诉神。然后第七节
，Verse 7，
神所赐人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们心怀一念。我们一口气念下来的话，好像说你一祷告，好像小孩子一样，一求哎。等两分钟，马上就有啊。
I'm sorry, it's supposed to be Philippians chapter 4. He emphasized that we should not anxious for anything, but through our prayer and our praise to the Lord, that God will give us the inner peace.
要喜乐。
And be joyful.
你要一无忧虑。
And anxious for nothing.
你怎么才能够喜乐，怎么来能够无忧虑呢？
How can be joyful and anxious for nothing?
你就要把它告诉神。
That means that you have to tell all you need to the Lord.
我们告诉神之后就接下来的就有一个最大的功课。
After that, we rely on the Lord. There is one follow-up lesson to learn.
就是要等候神。
That means to wait.
你要等候神，你可能等一秒钟，可能你一讲马上一秒钟也是等啊。
To wait for the Lord sometimes means 1 second. Even 1 second wait is still wait for the Lord.
你可能要等一分钟。
Or maybe you have to wait for 1 minute.
你可能要等一天。
Or 1 day.
或许你要等一年哦。
Or maybe 1 year.
或是要等十年
or maybe 10 years.
像亚伯兰等那个儿子等了25年
just Abraham, he waited for his only son for 25 years.
我们看约瑟
and also look at Joseph.
神让他做两个梦
Joseph had 2 dreams.
他的梦是神给他的梦是神的应许是神给他一个切据
the dream that was given to him by the Lord, this is a promise to him.That this is also covenant that the Lord established with him.
但是他的哥哥们说你是做梦的小孩。
But his brother looked at him and said that you're one of the dreamer.
你既然做这个梦给你好看。
And then we will do something to do against you because of your dream.
那个梦看起来是神要大大祝福他。
Although the dream it looks like this is a promise that the Lord is going to bless him.
神要提拔他。
Because God will uplifted him.
让他过一个很好的生活。
Therefore that he have a good perfect life.
有一个很好的祝福。
He also have a good blessing.
但是相反啊。
But reverse.
神没有应许还好，神应许一祝福，反而接下来。13年的痛苦。
It looks like better that God will not give him a dream, because of the dream that he suffered for 13 years.
在家里被兄弟们欺负，被卖。
He was bullied off by all his brothers, and he was betrayed and was sold to be a slave.
到波提华家被人家卖去当奴仆，本来以为说在那里又被提升了当总管。被害得更厉害，下到监狱里面去。
He was sold as a slave to the Potiphar's home and become a house master, But he was hoping that because become house master, he had better life. But then he was sent to prison.
这当中，圣经都记载说神跟他同在啊。
Now, however, the Bible emphasized at this period of time the Lord was with him.
意思是说，如果是我的话，想说奇怪，神跟我同在，怎么越来越糟糕？
Now, if I put myself in his shoes, then I would start to doubt and say, how come that the Lord is with me and I suffer so much?
神跟他同在，一起下到监里面去了。
As a matter of fact, the Lord was with him in the jail.
意思是在监里面，不要忘记神跟他同样被关在那里。So
Joseph, he was kept in the jail, but he never forget the Lord was with him in the jail.
因为神跟他同在。Because
the Lord was with him.
所以约瑟被关，神也被关了。
So we can say that Joseph was in jail and the Lord was also in jail.
神跟他一起在那受苦。
Because the Lord suffered with him.
但是这时候他又为散长解闷了。
Now he also interpreted the dream for the cupbearer.
为九正他们解闷了，但是他又被忘记了。
And but even he interpreted the dream for them, but he was forgotten.
他本来想说这一下子能够出去的，也没有。
He thought that maybe due to this interpretation of their dream, then I can be released from the jail, but it's not.
神老早13年前就跟他应许。
Because God had promised him 13 years ago.
神的应许有时候是要等候的。
But even God promised you something, but it required your wait.
你告诉神之后，可能要等候的。
Even that you tell the Lord something, but you still have to wait.
我们有时候一祷告，马上见效。
Sometimes due to our urgent prayer, and we have an immediate answer.
但是有时候祷告，神感觉你现在还不能给你啊。
But even sometimes we pray, but the Lord feels that this is not the time yet to give it to you.
神要借着更多的事情来让你成长。
Because God will train you through more testing.
在你这些成长过程里面，虽然是受苦的。
On the progress of your growing up, this is the period of time that she said you have to go through the suffer.
但是意外的平安一定会临到。
But God would also give you the peace which is beyond your expectation.
并且在意外平安的当中呢，神要保守你的心怀意念。
And also the peace beyond expectation that God would keep your heart and your mind.
所以你是有喜乐的。
So you are the one, you have a joy.
就是说你真正的告诉神了。
So you truly tell the Lord.
你告诉神之后，就是交托他。
Once you truly tell the Lord, that means that you rely on Him.
所以箴言告诉我们说，你要真正的仰赖神。
So the Proverbs tell us that you should truly rely on the Lord.
专心的仰赖他。
You focus your mind and rely on the Lord.
不要你是嘴巴讲，而自己在那边挂心啊。
Otherwise, that you say I rely on the Lord on my lips, but in your heart you're still anxious about the things.
我们只是说称说主啊主啊，其实你是自己在当主啊。
Even you say, Lord, Lord, but you still serve that you are the Lord yourself.
所以你会活得很辛苦。
In this life, then it's going to be very painful for you.
你在等候里面没有全心的信赖他。
When you're waiting, you do not have wholehearted trust on him.
或是说你根本就没有等候。
Or maybe we can say that you never really wait for him.
耶稣既然是我们的主。
If the Lord, if Jesus Christ is our Lord.
保罗说讲，你生你死，他都是你的主了。
And Paul emphasized, no matter you live or you die, he is your Lord.
你要完全的交托他。
You should rely on him completely.
完全的相信。
And trust on him completely.
那我想起一个就是人间一个事实了。
Now it reminds me one of the episodes, it really happened in this world.
在一个地方啊，有一个先生，他的太太不会开车了哈。
There's a place, there's a husband, and the wife didn't know how to drive.
那他先生说，你应该是学车啦，像这种西方社会哈，没有车子就没有脚啊，那应该是学开车比较好。那先生就一直鼓励他太太，是胆子比较小一点点而已。
The wife is a little bit kind of timid and shy, and the husband emphasized, well, we live in Western society. You've been able to learn how to drive, just like you don't have the leg to walk. So. With all kind of encouragement to encourage her to drive.
哇，她太太就在她的先生的鼓励之下就要学车了，然后也考到车牌了。那考到那个车牌的那一天呢，哇，很高兴，他们去吃了一顿，然后那个先生说，现在从开始，现在开始吃完，从餐厅出来说，现在让你来开，我对你有100%的相信。
And finally, the wife passed the license exam, and so they have a celebration in a restaurant. And once they finish the good meal, the husband say, well, I'll give you the key, and now you have the full authority to drive the car. So go ahead and drive.
他太太起先有点怕，说你不怕吗？
In the beginning, the wife still feel a little bit timid, and the husband said, "Are you afraid?"
他说不会啦，百分之百相信你。
And the wife say, "No, I'm not afraid." The wife tell the husband say, "Are you afraid?" But the husband say, "No, I'm not afraid. I trust on you with full confidence."
好，就开了。
And so the wife start to drive.
那开那个他先生，那个开那个，就是他先生说，哎，小心了，红灯。
Now the husband start to have a loud voice and say, "Watch out, the red light."
那个他太太就赶快停下来。
And so,
其实他有看见了，不是说他就不知道，只是坐人车就这样子。
So in fact, she also pay attention to the red light, but because the loud voice, and she getting a little bit nervous.
那到另外一个红绿灯，他现在说已经黄灯了，他现在说距离很短，冲。
Now they come to the second light, and it's getting to be the yellow light, and the husband say, "Hurry up."
他太太。 本来要冲，又看到已经黄灯了，所以就刹车。结果那个车子挡在那个路中央，车子叭叭叫，前也不对，退也不对。
the wife was trying to rush, but now the light's getting yellow, so she stopped, and then they got stuck on the intersection of the lights, and they couldn't back up, and they couldn't go forward.
他太太吞了好几口口水，然后就要回家，说上高速公路了。
And the wife swallowed the pain on herself, but they were ready to go on the highway to go home.
暂时忍耐一下了哈，就上高速公路。那他技术不太好嘛，那刚好有一个大卡车，他想说在卡车后面，卡车速度不快，他就跟着走。他太太现在说，拜托，老是跟着人家屁股超。
Now when they come onto the freeway, there's a truck and they try driving at the store. And the wife decided to follow the truck in the lower speed, but however the husband say, "Let's rush, let's go around."
中途很多事情，到最后他们下高速公路，一下高速公路，那个太太就把车子停在路旁，就把那个门开开，说：“你比较会开，还是你开吧。”再见，他就坐计程车回家了。
Now once they have come off the freeway before they reach the home, the wife stopped the car on the roadside. And open the door, say, "Well, I'll give it to you. I'm not going to drive no more, and I'm going to take taxi home."
我们常常称主哈，叫主耶稣，主啊，主啊，我们讲了好几千遍，但自己呢，常常指挥神啊，这个不对啊，那个不对，好像你自己比较厉害。到做神说，好吧，你自己开吧。Although
we call Lord, Lord, but however, we still try to manipulate over the things. It seems like we are the Lord himself. So the Lord said, "Well, go ahead, you drive yourself."
就是你的对神的信任心不够。
In other words, that we do not have the whole trust on the Lord.
我们常常有很多的烦恼。
We have a lot of anxiety.
这些烦恼都是你自己找来的。
But that we have filled our heart with all the anxiety ourselves.
因为你没有办法真的交托，没有办法真的等候神。
Because you cannot truly rely on Him and also wait on Him.
你既然告诉了神。
After that you have say that all to the Lord.
你要相信神是全能的啦。
Then you have to believe that he had a full authority.
你不要告诉了他，以为说神可能老了，重听了。
You cannot complain, say, "Well, may the Lord is hard to hear."
还是神已经老了，做不动事情了，我自己来吧。
Maybe the Lord is too old to do the thing, so let me do it myself.
这样的话，你就替神来做了。
Because in this way that you do the things for the Lord.
口里称主，但是你自己当主啊。
Although through your lips you confess the Lord, but in your heart you are the Lord yourself.
这不像有一在历史上面有一个那个女强人，她垂帘听政的吗？就说隔着帘子把那个小皇帝放在那里，有什么事情啊？问他，其实后面他在讲话。
Just like in the history, one of the old woman. As a matter of fact, that although he had a son to be the king of the dynasty, but in fact, she was doing behind the curtain as a real king herself.
我们不只是把耶稣当成一个装饰放在那里，然后自己来当主。
We cannot put the Lord ahead of us just like a decoration, but we are the one. We try to be the master of our life.
我们真正要信赖他。
We have to truly rely on Him.
因为神也在等我们呐。
Because the Lord is for us.
我们看以赛书三十章十八节。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 38.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18.
18节。
Verse 18.
真神必然等候，要施恩给你们。必然兴起好怜悯你们，因为真神是公平的神。好，再来，凡等候他的都是有福的，这是两种等待。
This is two different kind of waiting.
最先是神在等我们。
In the beginning, the Lord, He waited for us.
神实在很耐心的在等我们。
He is very patient and wait for us.
他拿着恩典在那里等着要给我们。
He have his blessing ready for us and wait for us.
他拿着恩典要来怜悯我们。
Because with his blessing, he want to show the mercy on us.
但是有时候我们太幼稚啊，或是太小了，还不够承受这个恩典，所以神等着，如果你到那种程度才给你啊。
But most of the time that because we are too naive or too immature.So although the Lord with the blessing, but He had to wait until the time is ready to give you the blessing.
这个时候我们不要以为说神不听我。
Now at this point, we shall not complain, say, Lord, you do not listen to me.
这时候我们就要以人的立场来讲，我们来等候神。
But we have to wait for the Lord on our side.
所谓的等候神，就是你要灵修。
When we say wait for the Lord, that means that you should have a spiritual cultivation.
你要再有信心。
You have to exercise your faith.
你要在神的话语里面站立得住。
You have to stand firm on the words of God.
并且诗篇三十七篇第34节说，要在道中等候。
And in Psalm chapter 37, verse 34, emphasize that you should wait for the Lord on His word.
就是你在工作当中啊。
That means that you are working.
就是工作，就是属灵的工作。
The working means a spiritual working.
并且要在代祷里面等候。
And also wait for the Lord in your intercession.
所以神在等我们。
Because the Lord is waiting for us.
我们不要让神拿着礼物在那边等太久啊。
We do not let the Lord with the blessing on His hand and wait for us for too long.
这样的话好像很没有良心，让神在那边一直等等等等，等也是不好受的。
Because this is not right for.The Lord to wait for us in vain.
所以我们要以信心、耐心，在神的话里面等候神。
So that we should rely on the Lord with our faith and also our patience.
也就是在全然的交托里面。
That means that with a whole heart trust and reliance on Him.